When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Special-ish on Radio Wolfgang.
It's absolutely forbidden to cross it, you know that.
Yeah, but my baseball rolled over there. How am I gonna get my baseball?
You first ask permission.
Oh, okay. Get my baseball!
Stop this nonsense, get over the wire! Immediately!
Okay.
You stay there. Out of the way. Out.
But what are you doing, Bezavaya?
Well, like I told Max, I was trying to cut my way through your wire because I want to get out.
Durchsuchen Sie ihn.
Bitte.
In anticipation of our next episode of Science-ish, which is going to be looking at Alien, we're going to do a bit of very strong science chat now about clever octopus. Octopi.
Octopuses?
A popular octopus has pulled off a great escape from the National Aquarium. Enki, the common octopus, nothing common about Enki, took advantage of his tank's lid being slightly ajar 3 months ago and fled to the Pacific. This is the manager of the Napier Aquarium, Rob Yarrell.
Enki's been with us since about 2014. Very popular octopus with the staff and the public as well. Octopus in general are incredible escape artists, and they can fit through very, very small spaces, even quite a large octopus. They can squeeze down to the size of their mouth, which is the only really hard part of the body. It's a beak, very much like a parrot beak. So this particular day, maintenance work had been carried out, and the lid had been left just with slightly ajar, just slightly. And he found this rather tempting, climbed out, and was able to make his way across the floor. Now, being an aquarium, we have drains dotted all over the place in case of large leaks or spillages and things like that. And we draw water from the ocean, we use it, and then we send it back again. And he managed to make his way to one of the drain holes that go back to the ocean. And off he went, and didn't even leave us a message, just off and went. And the next day we found the trail where he'd gone, and where he'd climbed down, and we checked the pipeworks, and he had gone back to sea.
Amazing.
That thing is not an idiot.
And the worst thing about that whole thing was the place, the aquarium where it was kept, then said, right, we're going to like tighten security on the other octopus. Which I think is outrageous, because
no.
They should be saying, clearly,
loosen it up.
Clearly, this thing wants to get out and is intelligent and knows how to do it, and we're just going to tighten security. How inhuman is that?
But also, didn't they, say that there'd been evidence of it slipping out of its tank and going into other tanks to eat crabs and then going back in?
There's a
I
dog.
Mean, I love octopuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Octopi.
Octopi.
Yeah.
Octopuses Clever. Sounds right to me.
I think it's octopi.
Octopi sounds like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, but it might also be right. I know what you mean. And listen, I like the sound of octopuses. But I guess the point that you were...
you were desperately trying to make
was that you can evolve different forms of intelligence.
Yeah, yeah. And clearly, you know, we have on this planet lots of different forms of intelligence. But it's something about the human ability to manipulate the environment very, very strongly. Mm. You know, we see all these traits evolve In the natural world. So, like, you know, the fish that live in the Antarctic and Arctic oceans evolve antifreezes in their blood, and through lots of different mechanisms as well. It's happened like four different times in four different ways. And that's a survival mechanism. And I think intelligence is also a survival mechanism. You learn how to predict what's going to happen in your environment. You learn how to make shelter. You learn how to overcome, you know, all the problems that you might face. And intelligence is just an incredible tool for survival. Yeah. And, you know, catching and, you know, hunting prey as well.
It's working out pretty well for me.
Yeah, well, I can
see
that.
I'm doing absolutely fine.
Well, what sort of blitz were you contemplating?
Well, we sneak out at night to a spot I found near the wire, a blind spot. Then we dig straight down, 3 feet. Take the dirt, spread it on top so it won't make a pile, and then straight out. Ives here is a tunnel man, so he digs in front, pushes the dirt behind him, and I stash it behind me. Then we just burrow right through the dirt like a couple of moles. And by dawn, we're under the wire, across the open space, into the woods, and gone.
Need more science? Of course you do. Head over to RadioWolfgang.com to find out more about becoming a member and downloading our app, which allows you full access to all the episodes of Science-ish. Do you say rhinoceroses or rhinoceri?
Rhinos. Easy.